Hey, Three Sisters listeners, this is Kara Michelle Pearson, the Well's first Wellspring Fellow. So look, it's the legacy of colonization to be told which parts of ourselves are valuable and which parts aren't. As Black women, we find ourselves shape-shifting and stifling the parts of ourselves that deserve to thrive. So I'm hosting the Women Within, a creative meditation experience for Black women to honor all the parts of themselves, amplify their voices, and reclaim the power of their wholeness. It's happening on March 20th. When you sign up before March 10th, you can get a box of supplies shipped to you. Sign up at thewell.world/thewomenwithin. Again, thewell.world/thewomen, W-O-M-E-N, within. Bye.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good after evening.
Good night.
Evening, everybody. Good night.
Howdy doody doo.
Good night, Jay.
So how's everybody been? How you been?
I'm making it, honey.
Pressing on. I can hear Daddy singing it.
Be upward
with
way.
A whole lot of vibrato.
New life, I'm gay.
Yeah, when you need a song.
I know it.
In his chair, sleep.
We'll wake him up. No, just kidding. It's 2021, y'all, and we haven't gathered this year. Not together.
Yeah.
So how's I asked the question, how's life been for everybody? What's been going on?
It's been crazy.
A lot. Interesting. But we're still here. It's by the grace of God. That's my testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I've been out here in Maryland with Raina for almost 2 months now.
Oh my God, that time went by fast.
It did. And so I'm not sure what's going to happen when I get home. What's it going to look like? I don't know if house is flooded, if, you know, I'm worried about that. What might be waiting for me when I get home, but
I know what's waiting for you.
My dog.
Your dog.
Oh, popcorn.
No.
Parents are screen. She's been in the parent spa for 2 months, so she probably won't want to come home, but it will.
Yeah. If I get one more picture from mom.
Oh,
with
yes.
Popcorn, featuring
sometimes,
popcorn.
Sometimes I forward her pictures because we have a problem.
Yeah, I do have
it's
a problem.
Oh,
yeah. We love her. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a lot happened, y'all. I mean, I feel like there have been certain points where I've been every day. I'm like, okay, can I wake up this morning and have some really good news?
Yeah, it's like if somebody's sick every other day. I mean, mm-hmm. Me being medical, I'm getting at least once a week, I get a phone call about somebody in the hospital or sick. Mm-hmm. And then I have to do like phone calls and checkups and calling family and talking to doctors and making sure, you know, everybody understands what's going on. But that's been crazy.
I mean, it's been crazy watching you do this, Ivana, because I mean, you're not the people you're concerned about are people that we know and love.
Yeah, family.
And it's like it takes on a whole nother level of intensity, especially since COVID is here. And even though, you know, people are getting sick for a lot of reasons, COVID is just making it so much harder. It's just like the stress has been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend you for your intense caring for everybody. I'm tired looking at it. It's a lot. Well, that's a hidden part of the labor that's being done right now during this pandemic, especially in our community. The Black doctors are not just, well, never have just doctored in the hospital or in the clinic, but we have family members who come to us because they trust you, mm-hmm. right?
What you called me the other day, we were laying around, he said, you're calling me doctor of the...
Oh, God, I don't remember the things I said.
Doctor
say.
Of the community, I don't know what you were saying. Anyway, but yeah, it's been a lot, but, you know, thankfully, the job that I have now is very flexible and it's allowed me to do that. I mean, something that I will be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think for all of us, probably the pandemic is getting old.
Right.
It's just old now.
I'm tired. I was talking to a friend today, and that was one of the things she said. She hasn't been able to be out at all because she's has a really compromised immune system. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, I'm an introvert, but introverts have limits.
I know, wait, can you tell your friend, literally, she got in my head. I said the same thing probably a month ago. I was like, I'm an introvert. And if I'm feeling like this, I'm sorry. I apologize to all the extroverts because they've been feeling some kind of way.
They're feeling some kind of way back in like March or April 2020.
Exactly.
I'm just now getting to my limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there a long time ago. But I figured it out. I don't know. You know, there's some that don't know how to, you know, like be introspective and just slow down and just say, mm-hmm. it's okay. Just slow down. But
well, because they keep going. Like we were talking the other day about people who have not stopped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are just doing the same thing they were doing before pandemic, nails and hair and, you know, spa and
brunch.
Social events.
Brunch. And, yeah. Meeting up with friends and going out to eat. Like nothing has changed. But I literally haven't been out of the house in like 7 weeks. I'm able to do that, but yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I go out for walks, but I'm happy to not be interacting. I have to interact. I feel like I'm doing my duty. Just people that have to be out are out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the only reason, like coming back and forth to check on mom and dad or to help with mom and dad. I realized the other day that was our, excursion to Daya. And I actually, like even today, I mean, I could have stayed in my own house, but I came out of the house because Jediah, he's an introvert, but he's definitely a teenager. He's like,
mm-hmm.
So he asked me almost every day, so what are we doing today?
Right.
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to, what do you want to do? I mean,
we are doing nothing.
Limited options. We can go, I don't know. We just had snow stacked up to our knees. So there was no way to go for a walk. So like, what do you want? I couldn't even get out of the driveway, so we couldn't drive anywhere. What is it that you want to do?
Right. Right. I feel sorry for the kids that don't have any siblings.
Yeah.
Because little Ben is going to go back home and we were like, well, is he going to go back to electronics and screen time and stuff because he doesn't have anybody to play with. Mm. But it is what it is.
I don't know. Like you asked how we were doing and there were so many things that went through my head. I was thinking about, you know, we got a new president since the last time we spoke. We're in a new administration. I think President Biden signed a stack of executive orders that were almost to the ceiling on day one. There's been a real shift in the tone and the mood in the country, from the toppest levels, the highest levels of, where did I get toppest?
Toppest.
I don't know. Am I British or something today? Is that even a, like a thing that they say over there? Excuse me, people from England. From the highest toppest. From the highest levels of government.
Can you say it again?
From the toppest levels.
And she was so serious about it.
I was like in a certain place.
She was in the zone.
T-O-P.
The wordsmith in me.
S-T.
The boy in me that flips around these words.
Toppest.
But y'all get what I'm saying. It's yes. Like so much has pivoted. And I feel like, if I saw, what did I say now?
You sound like Bridgerton.
You guys are jerks.
From the toppest.
Oh, I sound like Bridgerton.
Yes. Okay.
We can talk about Bridgerton another time. I'm not ready for that today.
It's never too late to talk about Bridgerton.
Are you done with what you were saying?
I don't know
Okay.
My whole point was that there's been a huge shift, you know, and this is a time of transition, and I feel like this is a season, like you said, Devon, you were talking, or DeAndre, you said some extroverts have been able to use this time to really learn how to become introspective, even if they weren't that before. And for me, you know, my work in the government, I'm seeing like this massive soul searching coming to life in the way that new policies are being formulated and being implemented, right, from a different place than we were for the last 4 years. And on a very personal level, we're also doing that introspection for ourselves in our relationships, in our family relationship, with ourselves as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, changes in the air.
Yep, we have got to get it together.
We have got to.
So we are taking part of a workshop. We just started yesterday. Mm. It's been excellent so far. I hope Miss Sylvia doesn't care that we're sharing this.
I know. We should invite her on at some point.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, but we're going to share this first part and then we can ask her how she feels about it. But her name is Miss Sylvia High. She is a master coach. And the workshop is called Aiming High, I Matter.
The Infinite Journey to I Am.
Yes, the Infinite Journey to I Am. And our first week is called I Matter, our first subject. And so she gave us a list of distinctions, is what she called them, and things to ponder upon.
Affirmations. I think of
they're like affirmations. So, and then one big affirmation for us to think about. I think, Raina, do you want to read?
Oh, sure. Okay. So, I matter. I am, therefore I matter. I matter. I am important, significant, relevant. I carry weight. I am purposeful. There is nothing about me that is accidental or coincidental. I have a voice, a point of view, a perspective. I am distinct, a contribution. I have something to say. What I have to say is important. I am to be heard, listened to, respected, acknowledged. I shall not be discarded, ignored, devalued, or diminished. I am whole, perfect, and complete. I am divine. Truth, I am valuable. And then she added to that I am not just valuable, but I am value.
Mm-hmm. So how did y'all feel when she was reading this?
It was amazing.
Chill bumps. Big time.
Yeah.
I think even just the whole idea of this is something weird that happens. sometimes, like, at the question of what does it, asking yourself what it means to matter, is the easy question to deflect, right? It's a very easy question to deflect. And I'll break it all the way down to something as simple as this. Sometimes, because I know, especially in our family, we have a way of looking to each other, looking and making sure other people realize that they matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's easy not to take that question and really digest it, or that idea, that thought, and really digest it and take it to its deepest level. Something as simple as this, like every morning when I'm up and I'm like doing my devotional and I'm reading, there are times when I have to make myself like take what I'm reading and not think about other people, you know, like about sharing, like not like, I don't need this word. I don't need this. No, like who else can, does this word, who else needs this right now? Who else? No. Okay. In this moment, take this, what I'm reading, what I'm studying, what I'm, this is for me. And I can be selfish in that moment and say, this is just for me, because what, you know, like it's a weird thing about mattering. You know, it's a weird little place when you think about it. Something as simple as read this scripture that is encouraging and make it about you, not about other people. I don't know.
It is. I don't know how much we're going to get into this. Not much. We're just doing a little introduction tonight, but I've always been like, well, I'm trying not to matter too much because I want everybody else to feel like they matter.
Mm.
So I think that's what kind of what Deandra was saying. And in my field, there are lots of people who feel like they matter so much. They matter more than the next person. Like a God complex. I never wanted to be that person. So now I gotta backpedal and matter more.
Matter more.
Oh, there you go. See, it's contagious.
Not some more.
Madame.
See how that
Madame thing Mattermore.
See how that thing flipped around on
that's
you?
My name.
Pride comes before fall.
My name is Madame Mattermore.
Mattermore.
Lady Mattermore.
Lady Mattermore.
Flipping into Bridgerton, y'all.
Okay.
This really sparked off a lot in me, because particularly coming through the last 4 years, living in an environment where the predominant cultural messages that were being amplified were saying that I don't matter. You know, Black Lives Matter, and my life matters, period. I matter. Like, there's just been so much effort that has gone into advocating for something that just is. It's just a fact of, it's a law of physics that I matter. And I think that we forget that, you know, and I needed to hear the reminders, because I feel like we spend so much time kind of in battle because we're trying to prove something that is literally a law of physics. Why should I have to prove that? You know what I mean? And so I want to expend my energy not in places where I'm having to prove or advocate for something that is so fundamental. I want to allow myself the space and give myself permission to just let that be the starting point, that I do matter, and then do whatever it is that I have to do in life, you know, in my work, in my career. I don't know. It's like when you walk in the room trying to prove that you matter, it does give off a different vibe, you know, different energy. People pick up on it. But when you come in the room and you're just like, I'm seated in myself. I already know I matter. I'm not asking you to see that I matter, because I already know, regardless of, now it's a bonus point if you have your epiphany and you realize that, that fact, but that you're having that moment in no way, shape, or form impacts what I already know for myself, other than the fact that we can now do more together. So yeah. It did make me think a lot.
Yeah, it took me to my job and my career. And when I was in corporate medicine, like, I never felt like I mattered. Like, all the way back to residency, somebody would ask me the question, like, some question, like, why is the red blood cell red? Something crazy like that. I would give them the answer, and then they would come right behind me, and I would hear them asking the same question to someone else in the room. And get the same exact answer. And that happens, I mean, countless times. You know, you just get tired of being upset, you know, and fighting the feeling that, okay, did it matter that I knew the answer? Mm-hmm. Always fighting it, you know, so.
No, the problem is, go ahead.
Even as I started working in the job and trying to sit at the table or sitting at the table in the boardroom with other physicians, and I just felt a lot of time expendable, because in medicine, corporate medicine, you are expendable. Mm-hmm. They don't care. I mean, they don't care what kind of skills you bring to the table, unless you're seeing 30 or 40 people a day and you're making them so much money. Other than that, you know, other skills, the time you take with people, it's, you know, it doesn't really matter.
I know DeAndra wanted to say something, but you sparked something with that. You want to say something first, Ann?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Which is, you know, you're saying how, like, sitting in the boardroom and you're constantly fighting, Devana, this feeling of, is what I brought to this space actually mattering? So there's this, after a while, it can get really tiring to hold the truth of who you are when you're in an environment where you're constantly being told explicitly and implicitly that you do not matter. Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous amount of energy that goes into having a strong sense of self that is able to withstand that. And even those of us who do have that strong sense of self become weary sometimes with it. It's tiring, you know, it's fatiguing. And at the same time, you know, I know that we don't always have an option to choose where we're going to be all the time, because there are some places we are called to, and that we just have a particular season of time. Like, you had a season of time as a physician in those environments. I've had my times in certain places where I've had to be. But part of me being seated in the knowledge that I really matter opens up possibilities for me. It then opens up a possibility within myself that says, you know, I can move into places where they actually do understand that I matter. I don't have to stay in this place where I'm undervalued by others. Mm-hmm. And it gives me a rootedness and a confidence to be able to claim that for myself. And it may take a long time to get into those spaces, but just making that declaration within me has been a starting point for me to be able to go where I want to go in my career, in my work.
Then even with that, recognizing that people will always attempt, because of whatever they feel, there'll be an attempt to consciously or unconsciously not make you matter. Mm-hmm. Right. But still having haters. Yeah. And in the middle of that, still knowing how you have to know that regardless of what other people think, that you still matter. Right. Like, right. Knowing that, because I'm thinking, even as a business owner, it's funny that I was just having this conversation with a meeting right before we got together. And that was one of the things we talked about, was that there will be times in my space that I created, that I spent my time, my energy, my resources, the family resources to build and create. People will still come in and speak to my employees that some of which were white, would speak to them as if they were the owner. And then an employee would have to say, why are you asking me? She's the owner.
It's amazing.
So that's what I mean. Even though, even if you create these spaces or you go into spaces and there's no, you still couldn't tell me I didn't. I don't care if you did that. It made me chuckle. I would say, yes, can I help you? Because this is the space that I created that I opened up to you and I'm providing a service or whatever. But the point is that even when that happens, it could be easy to let that like flick away at your mattering. You know, it's easy to do, especially over and over and over this sort of thing happens. But there has to be something within you that knows, you know, I don't care what you bring. I still matter. I don't care if you ignore me. You can ignore me if you, you know, I don't care what happens. I still matter. I still matter. So.
Yeah. That's funny that you brought that up because this is the second time in one day that I've heard that exact story. You know, another Black woman in a leadership position showing up in a space and the person she was there to speak with, a white man, thought she was like, you know, the help or something. And this is 2021. This is not like a long time ago. And it makes me also think of Isabel Wilkerson telling the same story that happening to her in Chicago. She went to do an interview and the man she met didn't believe that she was, I think she was with the New York Times at that point. Yeah. So yeah, it's something. So I know we've talked a lot about this and we're going to talk more in the future about these questions, these kind of existential questions in our upcoming conversations, which I'm looking forward to. This has been a while since we connected with our listening audience.
Well, it's been a while since we connect with each other. So I think it's going to be, I think it's good for us to talk and good for to have people listening to us talk as we process.
So upcoming episodes, what do you want to talk about?
First of all, I know we're late a little bit, but are we ever too late to talk about Bridgerton?
No. Oh my gosh.
I think we get enough people who listen to our episode about Bridgerton. Maybe the producers will follow us talking about Bridgerton. I don't know.
Maybe they will.
It's never too late.
Yeah, that's a good one. Some pop culture.
Ooh,
yeah. Also things like vaccinations since mutant variants. Viral variants, all this stuff, and how that affects the vaccinations and things like that.
How we think that this is about to be over and this might just be a pause.
Yeah.
I really want to pick your brain on that, Ivana. Dr. Anderson.
Yeah. We'll talk about other sisters or invite other people on who have sisters and keep talking about this conversation about mattering. You know, as we process through this workshop and this journey.
Yeah.
I think it's going to help us. And hopefully talking about it will help other people too.
Yeah, we can also talk about body shaming and, you know, things surrounding the body since, you know, summer, spring is coming and I need to get my summer body going.
Oh my God, help me.
I haven't even started. I have COVID body right now.
Don't even talk about
it's
COVID
not
body.
Even, it's no, not even right.
You call it COVID body, I call it Corona pounds. My Corona pounds. They just are so, they're rude. These Corona pounds are rude. They like.
I was taking a walk and I saw my silhouette, my shadow on the pavement. I was like, honey. Jump back, honey. Like, whose
size
are those?
No, I put my
in the shadow.
I put my camera when I'm in meetings. I turn my camera off when I get up. Now you know that's bad. Like, y'all don't want to see the rest. Just look at the top of me.
Exactly.
The rest of me is private.
Private
until April
or May. This is a May situation. Mm-mm. I have never in life. This is ridiculous. Uh-uh. I mean, it's okay because I'm getting uncomfortable now. Now, when I get to uncomfortable, that means it's time to do something. Like,
But I think everyone can relate. We can get on that, like, maybe soon, so we can maybe encourage other listeners to be motivated.
Yeah,
to, you know, make some changes and hold us accountable as well.
We want this. We want all of y'all who are listening to us to know that we are thinking about you. You know, we're holding you, and I hope that you feel like when we're having this conversation, the three sisters, that you are a part of the community that we're thinking about. You matter to us. We're going to be talking about I Matter, and you're a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from so many people.
Yeah, and continue to let us know what you want to hear, like subjects, subject matter, you know, topics. Is that the same word, subjects and topics? All of that.
Be redundant.
Don't blame me for that.
Synonyms.
Just be redundant.
Your wordiness. Starting to bite you in the butt.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm excited. You know, I was telling somebody, God, we never could have predicted that this was going to happen. Everything that has happened. But I think that out of the destruction, you know, my sister in love and her husband and the loss that they're experiencing out in Texas, and our loved ones who we've been on the phone with, who have been in the hospital, like near-death experiences, multiple ones over the last couple of weeks. Even our pets, you know, like out of the destruction in these moments of just being torn down, there are new things that are starting to take seed. And I know I'm speaking for myself, but I know that my faith is being strengthened through the process. And I look forward to being on a journey with you sisters.
Yes.
Indeed.
Likewise.
Igualmente.
Better days ahead.
Igualmente.
And Devonna, you stop talking so much.
Right. Oh.
Gosh.
Really? You did talk a lot tonight.
That was good back. She did talk a lot, didn't she?
She did. Yes. That atta girl.
Time and season for everyone.
Atta girl.
Time and season.
Well, I'm ready for that.
Three Sisters is presented by The Well and comes to you thanks to
Deandra Beard,
Devonna Anderson,
Raina Dotson,
Brian Raphael Neighbors,
Roshner,
Claire Otron,
and me, Stacy Sims. You can find more information about Three Sisters at thewell.world, as well as information about our programs, including Mindful Music Moments, Mindful Poetry Moments, and the True Body Project.